responsibility. I'd like to welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus. I believe the Lord has brought us here for good. Being the day the Lord has made, we are rejoicing and we are glad, and we shall not return back the same way we came. In Jesus' name. Responsibility for divine wisdom. Part 2. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. It says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Our objective this morning is to understand the responsibility to accept in order to access divine wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the most fundamental thing for life. Wisdom is behind the making of principal people. We know that the brain, the mind, is the center for physical wisdom. If you look at it physically, a person can do without a hand. There have seen people that, God forbid, they had a challenge, the hand was cut, or the leg was cut. But you have never seen anybody where they say the head was cut. What happened? He lost the head. And how is he doing? Is that a question to ask? No. There's no way he is doing. The loss of his head is the loss of his life. You have heard of liver transplant, kidney transplant, heart transplant. You will never hear of head transplant. That's telling you the central part of wisdom. When a man loses his mind, he has lost his life. It's not, he can't employ, he can't be employed. It's not employable. I don't know if they have started counting mad people during census. It's not countable. Can't contest election. That is, the wisdom is the principal thing. That is talking even of the physical mind now. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. So, wisdom causes us to stand out in life. Be not thou over much foolish. Why should you die before your time? Ecclesiastes 7:17. So it's easy to die before time without wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, I believe in verse 10. So it is, if life will be profitable, it requires wisdom. The absence of wisdom is the abundance of losses. The loss of opportunities. All manner of losses in life. So, wisdom. That is why it's important for us to understand what responsibility we must accept to walk in wisdom. Now, we said four things by way of introduction. In the first service, that God is the custodian and giver of wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all. God is the giver, the custodian and the giver of wisdom. Second, we say that God gives wisdom to those who will meet the demands of wisdom. He gives that to those who will meet the demands of wisdom. And thirdly, we say that for everything desired, there is something required. Everything desired. If there is something desired, there is something required. And then we said, that for every possibility with God, there is a responsibility for man. If it is a possibility with God, there is a responsibility for man. Adding to that is, every provision from God is tied to conditions for man. If God will provide, man must meet the conditions. For every provision from God is tied to conditions for man. And this is important. Every desired effect is tied to required effort. If an effect is desired, an effort is required. God will part the Red Sea, but Moses must stretch the rod. The water must turn to wine, but the pot must be filled with water. Outcomes are the products of impute. For anywhere you see an outcome that is exciting, there is impute that is demanding. For everything that will be rewarding, there is something that is demanded. This journey of wisdom into the school of wisdom, what are the demands? What are the responsibilities for man? I'll start with the first service. Number one, recognize your need for divine wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, supply is on the basis of need and demand. Recognize your need. Recognize that if you were wiser, you would have risen higher. Recognize that if you were wiser, your life would have been more peaceful. Just recognize the need. There is something I need to know I don't know. Recognize that if you know what to do, Jesus himself knew what to do in John chapter 6 verse 6. If you know what to do, you would have left where you are. Just recognize that. Recognize your need for wisdom. We dealt with that extensively in the first service. Number two, ask God for wisdom. Answers are the product of askings. We'll deal with that shortly. Ask God. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. Ask God for wisdom. Asking for wisdom. I said in the first service, asking for wisdom is superior to asking for money. It's superior to asking for fame. It's superior to asking for honor. When Solomon asked God for wisdom, God gave him things that money couldn't buy. He said, since you have asked for wisdom, inside this wisdom is contained the riches that you would have asked for. It's contained the long life, the life of your, is all inside it. Ask. Number three, separate yourself for wisdom. True desire, a man having separated himself intermeddled with all wisdom. Proverbs 18 verse 1. You separate yourself. There is a time where you just go indoors. Lord, I am looking for this and that. You separate yourself unto wisdom. And number four, maintain the art of observation for wisdom. So Solomon said, I went by the field of the slothful, the field of the man that is void of understanding. It was broken down, the walls thereof. Nettles had filled everywhere, thorns. I observed and I saw and I was instructed. I went by the field of the slothful. Start from verse 30. And by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Lo, it was all grown over with thorns. Nettles had covered the face thereof. The stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw, I considered it well. I looked upon it. I received instruction. And what is the instruction? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that traveleth, and your want as an armed man. I saw and I received instruction. Observation connects instruction. The purpose of observation is instruction. The eye is the gate, is a gate of learning. Challenge is that many see, but many look, but many see nothing. How many of you have ever passed somebody, you never saw him until he called your name? John! Say, you are not seeing me. Oh, sorry. I was engrossed. There are many things that we looked at, but we never saw anything. We looked at it, we never saw anything. We were listening, but we heard nothing. So it's very important. I carry pen, I carry paper most times, and ready to pen down instructions at the slightest observation. When I sit in our Father and the Lord Bishop David Oyedepo's meetings, from the things I see and hear, even things that were not said, I'm writing down the message, but I'll just start something, action. Things I'm seeing and hearing. At times I'll leave a meeting with 20-something actions based on what I saw and heard. Somebody say amen. I'm not going to preach that first service message afresh, but ensure you pick up the message or go to the YouTube and you'll look at it. So those are the four we dealt with in the first service. We are going to proceed to four other keys to divine wisdom. And that is number one for this service, which is overall number five, is possess a quest first, or desire for wisdom. Possess a quest, a thirst, a desire for wisdom. Possess a quest. Possess a thirst. James chapter 1 verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask that giveth God that giveth to all men liberally. So there should be a quest, a thirst, a yearning. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding. Go forward. If your heart is yearning for the wisdom of God like silver, and you search for her as for hid treasures. You know the way people look for money, and yearn for money, and desire for gold. He said you must come to the point where you desire the wisdom of God. And what is that? You desire the counsel of God. You desire the mindset of God. The mind of God. The thought process of God. God's ways of doing things. If you desire it like people desire money, then you can find it. Hear these two things. What is not desired cannot be delivered. Second, what is not desired cannot be discovered. We need the fire of desire to take delivery of the things that we need in life. The fire of desire. What is not desired cannot be delivered. And what is not desired cannot be discovered. While I was in the university, I told God, I said, all I want is all that you have in store for my life. I'm not looking for what anybody on earth is looking for. I'm looking for what you want me to have. What all that you have in mind for me to become, to do for you in this life. Everything. What you brought me into this world for. I want it. Tell me the price to pay for it. Then I said, if I had to come to the point where the only thing I have left is a singlet, because I want to arrive, achieve, accomplish, attain what you have in mind for it, I am ready for it. That brutal. I came to the point where I made up my mind that nothing would move me. So I can step out of a crusade in London, England, and just step straight into the next village in Nigeria and continue the work. All I want. Catherine Kuhlman said, it costs a lot to see the power of God and to see the best of God in your life. She said, I would be lying if I told you that the price is cheap. That's what she said. I would be lying if I told you that the price is cheap. Then she asks, he said, but it depends on what you want in life. It all depends on what you want most in life. The price will be too tough for you if you are not looking for much in life. Many of us, we desire many things. We desire a car. I want a new car. Has never been on my prayer list. If you see God asking, house has never been. Not today. Before I ever had a car, a house is not on the prayer point. Years later, when we began to pray for things, it was evangelism tools. The only thing I remember praying and demanding, Lord, make tools available to make evangelism easy. If you can have that quest, we now confirm that if you get the wisdom, and wisdom is not complicated, it's just the mindset of God. The mind of God per issue. The counsel of God. How God will want it done. How God will want me to live my life. To operate my marriage. To work the ministry. To do the business. How God will want me done. If God were the one doing it, how will he do it? That is the wisdom. So you are so desperate. God. There is a song that we sing here that God gave me. Lord, don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me to my own ways. Don't leave me to my own plan. Don't let me do what I want with my life. I want you to help me do what you want. That quest. Growing up as a young man, One of the things I feared the most was to miss God. I didn't want to miss God. I didn't want to miss it in stepping into ministry. I didn't want to miss it maritally. Do you understand? So, it was the combination of fear and desperation. That is, the fear of the consequences of missing it. It pushed somebody into desperate prayer, desperate fasting. While we were growing up, a young man who grew up with us, he stepped into a ministry somewhere here and went to another one. And within 1 year, he had moved to several places. I don't know where that brother is right now. I didn't want that at all. One of our young men had to speak to about how many sisters for marriage. This one, more than 10. And it was not one or any of them. I didn't want that kind of life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you have that quest, that yearning, Lord, I am not looking for my own plan. I am not looking for my own ways. Wow, Gaborone, Botswana. This is service number 2 or 3. Happy to see you all in Gaborone. Botswana Crusade 2 weeks ago. I hope they will show Francistown today. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Possess that quest. Now, what is desired determines what can be delivered. What is desired determines what can be discovered. In Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Not 2, not 3. One thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing. Hosea chapter 6 and in verse 3. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. So that quest, that desire, that yearning, that desperation. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. No, sir. Let me love. That is why you design my life. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Take it again. Let me want what you want. Oh my dear Lord, let me love what you love. Let me love what you love. Oh dear Lord, that is how you desired. That is how you desire my beloved. Help me, Lord, to live how I am. Oh Lord, take me to the place. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no choice. God is separate from your child. To be lost in you. To be lost in you. It's my dream. To be all for you is all I want.
To be all for you is all.
I realize that the real aim of pastoring is to transfer the principles that God taught the man unto the people being pastored. That is the essence of discipleship. The principles that God taught you, that brought you to where you are, give the principles to the people, and then power the principle with power, with empowerment, so there can be compliance. You teach the principle, release the power, so that people can do what you said. Attending a church without learning what is the Christianity of the man is a waste of going to church. I and the sons the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and for so. What is flowing in the father must flow in the children. What is flowing in the mentor must flow in the protege. What is flowing in the shepherd must flow in the flock. I can't be passionately evangelistic and you are sleeping. Well, we are not. It means we are not connected to the same stream. I can't be passionately desperate to know what God wants me to do with my life and be afraid of missing Him, and you are comfortable with missing Him. And all pastors, we must know, it's not... He said, make disciples of all nations means reproduce your spiritual fruit in their lives. Make disciples. Anything I taught you, teach them. Whatever you learned, show them. Whatever brought you here, show it to them. One of these things is that dieless passion. Dieless passion. Hunger that can't be conquered. One pastor said, Pastor Zenzo Matoga, he said last year, I laid hands on him and his appetite died. Pastor from Boston, Massachusetts. They have given him a church property of $5 million that people will pay for. He said hunger died. So he thought maybe from the morning till night, he won't eat that day. He didn't eat from morning till night that day. The next day, didn't eat from morning till evening. All he wants to do is prayer. Next day, third day, fourth day. As at convention, he says it's 1 year now. And I told him, I'm familiar with that. Because my wife and I took a journey of almost 500 days. I couldn't die. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm familiar with that. On a normal day, food is not comfortable in the mouth before 12. That's normal. Breakfast is maybe 1. These are not things of bragging issues. When we are going on for crusades, those who are flying with me, with us, their breakfast is, are we serving food this morning? No. No matter how hungry you are, since you are in this company right now, you are not eating. I caught once ordering for food. I looked behind, I saw him ordering for food. On the journey back, he could not order another one. He was a stranger. You recognize he was a stranger. Next time when they ask you, will you serve anything? Say nothing. Praise the Lord. So I decree today, may God bring you to a point where the most consuming desire of your life is the desire for what God wants you to do, for what He has in mind for your life, where His mindset will consume your mind, where His thought will consume your thought, where His desire will consume your desire. I declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Went to Medjugorje on Monday. Nobody could drink no water. The hostess said, are we serving anything? I said, serve nobody, nothing. You don't need to ask anybody. Don't serve anybody anything. Don't serve anybody anything. On our way back, which was around 2 o'clock, you can serve anybody anything now. That was time for breakfast. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is somebody receiving something at all? Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive fresh fire, fresh passion, fresh hunger, fresh quest for your plan and your purpose for my life, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord, number two now for this service, but it's number six overall. Go on a search for wisdom. You embark on a search. The quest is there, and then you proceed on a search. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13a, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13a, he said, and I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all the things that are done under the heaven. I gave my heart to seek. I gave my heart to search. Ecclesiastes 7 and in verse 25, the Bible also made it clear, Ecclesiastes 7:25, I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom. I applied, we'll stop there and then we'll look at the second part of this passage later on. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom. So we search at the place of prayer. We search in the spirit for wisdom. And we search in the word. We'll look at that one later. But you go for a specific strategic search. What we find is a product of what we seek. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. What we find is a product, is the product of what we seek. What we locate is the product of what we look out for. What we locate. Many years ago, when we stepped into ministry, I had a Volvo car. That was a Volvo we came into town with. It had 5-speed. So I loved Volvo a lot at that time. I went to preach in the city of Aba about 21 years ago. And I was looking. Is there no Volvo in this town? I didn't see any Volvo. Then I decided to look for it specifically. So I put my eyes on the road. 1, 2, 3, 4. As tiny as that illustration is to me, it said something to me. There are things there, but until you look for them, you don't locate them. Generally in life, there is a lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And God opened the eyes of Hagar, and there was a well beside her. The well had been there. The well was not positioned there because of her. It had been there, but she never saw it until her eyes opened. It is at the place of searching that eyes open. There are many things that your eyes will never be opened to until you deliberately proceed on a search for them. I am seeking to know the secret of your power. I did that some years ago. There were many afflicted people around and I wanted to be of help to them. I went on a 7-day search of prayer and fasting. By the third day, the fourth day, the voice of the Lord came, giving me clarity on how to move with the tangibility of his power. Lord, I don't want to struggle in ministry financially. And I don't want to be a beggar. I don't want to stand on the pulpit and be raising money all the time. Give for this and give for that. And stand on television and say, oh, if you don't give us money, this broadcast is going to end. As if you are the one who sent me. I have heard such things before on television. Give us money. Send your best gift so that this broadcast does not stop. You know what I feel like saying? Let it stop. Because I'm not the one who sent you. Talk to the one who sent you. I'm sorry. No criticisms intended. But send money in exchange for this. I don't want to function like that. So I went deliberately. How is supernatural supply workable if I am doing the work of the Lord? He gave me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just lined up. Just take these steps and move like this and leave the supplies to me. So today, Dunamis Television has been running for almost 15 years now. No, every program on the television is free of charge. We pay millions, tens of millions every month to let it be going. We have not talked about, will you give to us the television? We have not talked about nothing. It's blanketing Europe, it's blanketing Asia, blanketing North America, South America, except maybe Australia. Maybe the one from the Asia network is there. Are you following what I'm saying here today? All crusades around the world, free of charge. We don't raise no offering from no crusade anywhere. And the supplies are good. Because you sat down. You say he appointed 70 also. So I realize I am on an appointment. Does United Nations appoint you and make you go and pay your fees? And pay your fares? So it is very, you go on a search. What? And I'll come to the other one later. You go up on a search. I am searching for this. I am seeking the wisdom of God on this particular matter. I am seeking the wisdom of God on this particular issue. And that wisdom is released. That wisdom is released. That wisdom is released. One minister of the gospel asked us many years ago, during the construction of this sanctuary, say, how do you people get money to do things? I said, God. You know what the person said? Only. That is, there must be more to it than saying God. Only. I was shocked. It's not, the person is not a bad person, no. It's not a fraudulent person, not a crooked person. It's not even a diabolic anything. It's a genuine person. But that just came out. Only. There should be more. There should be oil well somewhere. There should be something. God only is more than enough. You don't need more than God to get any need under heaven met. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. All that we need is to understand his wisdom, his mindset, how to go about things. How to go about things. And the results are clear. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. For a long time, I knew that God had diversities of graces for my life. I knew it. I knew it from growing up. My father in the Lord is quite vast. What? Lord, I need to see a prophet, a prophetic mentor. That is someone whose field in the realm of the evangelistic realm, Rehad Bonnke was very, very influential in my life and ministry. And so on and so forth. Of a prophetic mentor. I looked. There are, but I didn't see who that I could say, okay, this person. Maybe old ones. And the Lord said to me, sit down. Let me show you some things, teach you. Easy. Clear. Clean. Straightforward. There are some commanding the day midnight prayers that we can remain here till morning, if not for time, in terms of the flow of what is coming. All we need to have our needs met is God. My God shall supply. So you embark upon a search. Embark upon a search. Go on a search for wisdom. I am searching this and searching that. And then that search will happen under a climate. Please take your seat. That will be number 3 now. Number 6. Maintain quietness. Quietness for wisdom. It's almost the same like the other side of separation. Psalm 46 verse 10, he said, be still and know that I am God. There is knowledge in stillness. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8a. He said, and they heard the voice of the all-wise God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The voice of wisdom can be heard in the quiet moments of the day. They heard the voice of God walking in the cool. If you can create a climate of quietness, the voice of wisdom can be heard. They heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the day. Don't forget, the voice of wisdom is easily drowned in the noise of the world. The voice of wisdom is easily drowned in the noise of the world. Before God's Alan Bishop Oyedepo received marching order for ministry, God said to him, seek a quiet place. I want to talk to you. Seek a quiet place. So he went into a quiet place and received an 18-hour long vision. Myself, at times we are in the car. My wife wants to say something. I said, hold on, just a moment. Do you remember that? How many times?
Always.
So many times. There are times we can see. Always. Please, just a moment. Because a flow of inspiration was coming that the communication will interrupt. I have lost some flow a couple of times. Yes, I have. We had some interrupting talk. Not bad talk, but it just came at the time when something was transmitting from heaven. Do you value your life? Do you value your future? The Bible says, study to be quiet. study, to be quiet and do your business. You can locate that for me in Timothy. Study to be quiet. This generation is a generation of talk, chat. There are times when God wants to speak and phone is ringing at the same time. And the ringing of the phone interrupted the flow from heaven. People have been talking to you all your life and it didn't change much. Heaven needs to talk and change something. First Thessalonians 4:11, and that you study to be quiet. Study, practice quietness. Learn what it means to be quiet. So you can be engaged in the business of your life. Study. Don't forget that the voice of wisdom can be drowned in the noise of the world. In 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 12, 1 Kings 19, 12. Elijah was on top of the mountain and things were happening. See, after, all right, start from verse 10. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains. Noise. Break it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in that wind, that noise. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not there. What was the Lord inside? And after that, earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not even in that one yet. And after that fire, a still small voice. Another translation said, a gentle whisper of a voice. Most times, the voice of God, the voice of wisdom will come as a gentle whisper. So gentle that it is missed when attention is not paid. Please understand that inspiration requires attention. Attention. Attention is required for inspiration. That's the Message Bible. After the earthquake, fire, but God was in the fire. And after the choir, fire, a gentle and quiet whisper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Some people say, supposing I become quiet and I don't hear anything, just begin to flow with messages, begin to flow with worship, begin to flow with instructions. Out of those instructions, an instruction will come out. Maintain quietness for wisdom. And finally, ask questions for wisdom. Ask questions. Ask questions. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16, he said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But he said, we will not walk. Stand in the ways. Ask. When you are at the junctions of life, the best thing to do is to ask questions. Stand in the ways. I don't know which way to. That was what happened to me. I was at a junction of my life. My life could go in three directions. In medical practice, in this and that. Lord, what do I do? I went for it 3 days. What is next for my life from this junction? Newly married with a child. What do you have for me at this junction of my life? Stand in the ways. When you stand in the ways, don't make a move. Ask questions. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you for which way to go, you never Fill me. Lord, I don't know which way to go. Which way do I go? In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 25, look at what we read that already, but the B part. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom. And the reason of things, the reason of things is the question. Why is this so and why is that so? Why is this so and why is that so? The reason of things. The reason of things. The other day my father in the Lord gave me an assignment about three or four months ago. He said, can you send me a paper on reasons why revivers fail? That is, God was moving and he was not moving again. What could be the reasons? You typed it for me, right? How many points? About 12 to 15 points. Studying from Azusa Street Revival. Studying from all the revivers. They started and this was the reason they failed. This started and this ended. While I was doing that assignment, I was finding things out for the first time. I was seeing things I never saw before. I was seeing dimension of issues that God took me to the life of Joshua and the life of Elisha, who did not leave any protege behind. They left a mentorless generation. So what God did with them ended with them. I was seeing things that will help my own life as I was answering the question. The place of question. Until questions are as answers are never gotten. Don't be afraid. In the school of wisdom, the asking of question is a major course. It's not an elective. Solomon said, I found out the reason of things. Why is this like this and why is that like that? Why is this like this and why is that like? I found out the reason for things. Found out the reason. Please sit down. And then our master Jesus, I'll end there. In Luke chapter 2, verse 46. The Bible said, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. That is Jesus Christ, who is called the wisdom of God, both hearing them and asking questions. This was age 12. He was aggressively asking questions. Aggressively asking questions. Because wisdom is born as questions are asked. Wisdom is born when questions are asked. The right questions. And you know that answers respond to questions. Those who don't have, who don't ask questions are not entitled to the right answers, to the answers. Now, some people say, but I ask questions and I don't get answers. It depends on the kind of question you ask. There is the wrong question to ask. Let me show you an example of the wrong one. God, see everybody we came to this church together. See where they are, see where I am. Can you tell me what did I do? That is a quarrel. That is, you are quarreling with God. And the wrath of man does not provoke the righteousness of God. You cannot use anger to move God into action. Pastor Bishop, do you understand what I'm talking about? You are asking wrong questions so it doesn't get any answer. Right question. Lord, I am at this junction for a while now. I know there is a way out. I know there is a way to move to the next level. Lord, I'm waiting to know what to do for my next phase. You carry pen, you carry paper. You go into the Bible, you go into prayer, you go into fasting. You go into relevant materials. If the answer does not come immediately, you wait. It can come piece by piece. A little here, a little there. It is impossible for the right questions to be asked. And the God who says, stand in the ways and ask, will not answer you. Somebody here today, your answers are here. What we call preservation service, where the first midweek service of every month, preservation is applied and communion. It's a product of questions. Lord, you have a way of preserving your flock against unnecessary calamity and disasters. What steps can be taken? Even the blessing Sunday. He said the blessing is the cure for the curse. Many people have curses. Maybe the father said negative words to them, or they are dealing with generational curses. Once a month, as the priest over their life, upon this wise shall the priest bless the people. Release pronounced blessings on them. And the priestly blessing is stronger than parental blessing. How do I say so? When Jacob cursed Reuben, Moses reversed it. Huh? His father said, let Reuben die. Moses said, let Reuben live. Am I communicating? All this came as a result of going to ask questions. What to do? What move to make? How to do this or do that? The right questions will always provoke the right answers. If the answer does not come immediately, mark the word, it must come eventually. Stand up on your feet. Before we started what they call the Blessing Sunday, I heard it from nobody. I've not seen it nowhere. I read it from nowhere. Communion of First Care Preservation Service. I read it from nobody. Commanding the day midnight prayer was a response to a quest. When I got that direction, I was struggling because there was an early morning prayer going on. Early, will I seek you? What do we do? How do we go? How do we move? What do we do? And it was clear what to do. Because the midnight prayer covers the morning too. Midnight prayer. By midnight, you already enter the morning. But by 6 a.m., we are not in the midnight. And once commanding the day midnight prayer, day one, day two, testimony from everywhere. We have been doing early will I seek you for months. Somebody say amen. Is there somebody blessed today? Who is the most blessed person? Who is this? Who is he that can confirm that this service is for you? If you can confirm that this service is for you, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Would you lift up your hands and give the Lord a praise for what you have received? Let's lift our voice and pray and voices. Let's praise him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify his precious, holy, wonderful name. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray the prayer with me very, very sharply and say this after me and say, Father.
Father.
I have come before you today.
I've come before you
today. We can go through all the points. We're in the second service, so we have the privilege of hearing all the points. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I recognize my need.
I recognize my need.
For divine wisdom.
For divine wisdom. I ask
for wisdom
from you.
As I separate myself
from time to time,
I receive your wisdom.
Help my eyes to be open to see,
everything you are teaching per time.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive fresh desire.
I receive fresh desire.
Fresh hunger.
Fresh hunger.
Fresh quest.
Fresh quest.
Passion.
Passion.
For your wisdom.
For your wisdom.
For your counsel.
For your counsel.
For your way of doing things.
Your way of doing things.
As I embark upon the search.
As I embark on the search.
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your mercy.
I receive your mercy.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To maintain quietness.
To maintain quietness.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From a noiseful life.
From a noiseful life.
From a life of noise.
From a life of noise.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I ask the right questions.
The right question.
I trust you, Lord.
I trust you,
for
Lord.
The right answers.
The right answer.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray. And speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. In a short while, I will ask the Lord for an impartation of grace. Impartation of grace. Impartation of power to fulfill purpose. Lift your hands one more time and say, Father,
Father,
I receive your grace,
your impartation
to fulfill
your demands
for wisdom.
For wisdom.
I receive.
Now.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Precious name. Lift your hands. And say, Father.
Father.
I receive. Fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
Of wisdom.
Of wisdom.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To connect.
To connect.
With wisdom.
With wisdom.
Today. Father, let something drop. Above all, any little measure of help you have given to your servant on this journey, extend it to your people. Extend it. Lord, I ask for an extension of that heart that is passionate, that is desperate, that will not rest until your heart's desire is seen. That measure of fire upon every spiritual member of this flock worldwide. Too restless to be resisted by the devil. Too passionate to be stranded. Let there be a drop of this passion. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name.